The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, The Quiz Program Clue. The Green Hornet strikes again. Heavy auto transport truck rolled along the highway from the Ace Motor Car Factory, located several miles outside the city. The truck, carrying four Ace cars, was headed for the city docks. As they drove through the darkness along a stretch of the highway, the driver spoke to his helper.
Someday I'm going to own one of these Aces, Ed. Yeah, they're sure putting out a neat job.
With an Ace selling for $2,000, I'll stick to my old jalopy for a while.
A lot of people would pay as high as $3,000 to get one of these right now.
Oh, you're not kidding. Well, I heard of a guy who... Hey, look. A red lantern hung in a barrier up ahead. The road must be under repair.
It was open last night. I guess I better stop.
I was right, Joe. Says road under repair, detour.
Well, that road to the left looks okay. We'll have to try it anyway.
Yeah, let's get going.
I wonder where this brings us out.
I don't know. Better take it easy. It's kind of bumpy along here.
This road don't look like it's been traveled much lately.
Hey, look. There's another red lantern up ahead. Must be another detour sign.
Maybe that's where we turn off onto a different highway that'll lead into the city.
Hey, hold it, Joe. That lantern's hung in a board stretched right across the road.
Well, I'll be...
Well, now what do? We can't turn around on this narrow road with this long truck.
You got me. I don't get this. Let me get out and look around.
Slow the mobile.
What the...
Hey, Joe.
Shut up, you. I'm covering you from this side.
Hey, Joe, it's a holdup.
Okay, you guys, climb out and make it fast.
Come on, Ed. Do what they say.
Okay. Can't let them get away with this.
Now maybe you'll tell us just what it... Holy cats. Look, Ed. It's a Green Hornet.
Yeah, and you know I mean business. Come here, Squint.
What are we going to do with them, Bull?
You're not going to do anything, you dirty hijacking crooks.
Look out, Joel.
Shut up, you.
I'll show you.
Okay, bud, you asked for it.
Harper accuses Green Hornet.
Give me one of those.
Here you are, sir. Read all about it. Set the leg free. Let's go.
The following morning, in the city room of the Daily Sentinel, Britt Reed, young publisher of the paper, was discussing the holdup with Mike Axford and Gunnigan.
You say the police haven't found any trace of the crooks, Axford?
Nope. You ought to know, Reed, how that Harnett always covers up his trail. And they know he's the leader of the gang. The helper told him that.
They left the truck trailer on the side road where they pulled the job. Must have run the new cars off under their own power.
Sure. That's just about the way they did it. Believe me, Sarge says they'll do everything they can to run down that Harnett now, and they won't let up till they do. Then he'll hang for murder.
It's too bad about that driver.
Yeah, that's he. Of course, the load was insured, so neither the trucking company or the Ace Motor Company will lose anything.
That's right. I was over to see Mr. Danford at the trucking company this morning. He's all upset about the driver.
Well, who's Mr. Danford, actually?
The general manager of the trucking company.
Oh, I see.
Want to run a box notice on the front page offering the $25,000 reward for the capture of the Green Hornet, Chief?
Yes, yes, of course, Gunnigan.
To my way of thinking, it would almost be a shame if they did catch the Hornet. It would be a blow to the Sentinel.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, how come you made a crack like that?
Oh, I mean that Hornet gives us plenty of headlines, that's all.
Oh.
you and your bright ideas. You better get down to Cops headquarters and see if you can come up with something worthwhile in that case.
Yes, Axford. And if you get any new angles, let me know.
Okay, Reed. Go right on down and see if the cops have turned up anything new. See you later. So long.
Things were quiet around police headquarters until late in the afternoon. Then Sergeant Burke took a phone call.
Police headquarters.
This is Charles Renton. I'm assistant to Mr. Danford at the auto trucking company.
Oh, yes, Mr. Renton. What can we do for you?
I want to speak to Inspector Evans, please.
Sorry. Inspector's out right now, but he'll be back soon.
Oh, I see. Will you tell the inspector I have some vital information on the truck robbery and killing?
You have?
Yes. I can't talk over the phone. I'll come right down to see the inspector. Ask him to wait for me when he comes in.
You bet I will, sir.
Good. I'll leave in a few minutes. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Great day. Maybe we'll be getting a break.
What's it all about, Sarge?
Huh? Hey, Mike. Why don't you stay in the press room with the rest of them instead of hanging around out here with your ears open?
Can I help it if I just happen to be here when Renton from the trucking company calls for the inspector I'd like to know?
You didn't miss much, did you?
What's he want the inspector for, Sarge?
I guess I might as well tell you before you bust a button. Renton's coming down to see the inspector. Says he has vital information about the car robbery and killer.
Suffering snakes. When's he coming?
Said he's leaving right away. I'm just as curious as you are, Mike. The only thing we can do is wait and hope for a break.
Inspector Evans returned shortly after Renton had called. It was an hour later when Evans approached the desk and questioned Sergeant Burke.
Are you sure Renton said he was coming right down here, Sergeant?
Yes, sir, that's just what he said. That was over an hour ago. I tried to get his office on the phone like you told me to, but I guess the place is closed. There's no answer.
Golly, he should have been here long ago.
That's right, he should. I wonder if...
Inspector, we just got a call from car 301 about a wreck out on the boulevard.
What kind of a wreck?
Private car ran off the road, smashed up in a ditch. Identified as a guy named Renton.
Renton?
Yeah, and that isn't all. He had a bullet hole in his head. The guy's dead.
When Axford called in and told of the new development, Britt Reed stayed on at the Sentinel. It was after 8 o'clock when Axford came into the city room where Britt was talking to Gunnigan.
Hi, Reed. What did you think of Renton's killing?
It certainly gave us a scoop on that one, Axford.
Have the cops found out anything more, Mike?
Well, they got a clue over at Renton's office. I went along when the inspector went over there. They got Danford to meet us there to let us in.
What happened? What's the clue?
I'll tell you just what happened over there, Reed. We were in Danford's office where the inspector was asking him some questions.
You happen to know, Mr. Danford, just when Mr. Renton left his office?
Yes, I do. As you see, his office is next to mine. I usually leave my door standing open.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 minutes to 5, he came out of his office, said he had to keep an appointment in town. Then he left. I left at 5:30 and drove home. I didn't know what had happened until you phoned me.
I see. Do you have any idea why he wanted to see me?
No, of course not. I was surprised to learn his appointment was with you, Inspector.
Excuse me, Inspector, but we found something in Renton's office.
What is it?
Sarge says it's a clue, Inspector.
Look, I found this memo pad. Looks like Renton wrote a name down, then tore off the sheet. But look here. The impressions there are just as plain as daylight.
Let me see it. Yes, it's plain, all right. Capital C-O-N-R-A-D. Conrad.
Holy crow. All you got to do is find the guy with that name.
Sure, that's all. But where?
Sir Danford, do you know anyone by that name?
No, Inspector. I can truthfully say I do not.
Conrad could be either a first or a last name. But in this case, I'd say it's a last name.
What are we going to do about it, Inspector?
Put a plainclothesman in Renton's office. We'll go through his files, see if there's any correspondence from anyone by that name.
Yes, sir.
If I can help in any way, please let me know.
Thank you, I will. Now we'll get back to headquarters and start a hunt for the mysterious Mr. Conrad.
So you see, Reed, the cops did pick up a clue. Now all they got to do is find Conrad and they'll break the case, maybe.
Maybe is right. Just because that name was found on that pad don't mean that the guy by that name had anything to do with the killing, Mike.
Well, the cops are hunting him high and low just the same.
I hope they find him. He may be able to throw some light on the case at any rate. It's fortunate you were still at headquarters when the call came in, Axford. Got a scoop out of it.
Sure. It's a funny thing, too. When I saw it was 5 o'clock, I started to leave. Then I hung around a few minutes more to gab with Sarge. So I was standing right there when Renton called.
I see.
I'll grab a bite to eat, then I'll go back and see if the cops have picked up that guy, Conrad.
A good idea, Axford. Well, I've overstayed my time. I guess I'll run along home. If you get anything, call me at home.
Okay, Chief. Good night.
So long, Reed.
Good night.
Britt Reed left the Sentinel building and went to his apartment where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. After a hasty dinner, Britt and Cato sat in the living room discussing the hijacking case and Renton's murder.
Fortunately, Cato, the people of this city have voted in an efficient city government. The police are doing a good job on the Renton case.
But if not good police, then Green Hornet, leader of gang who steal new autos and kill truck driver, Mr. Britt.
I know.
Will you think same ones who hold up truck also kill Renton?
That's a definite connection. Cato, turn on the radio. It's almost time for the news broadcast.
Oh, yes, sir.
Somehow they knew Renton found out something and was going to the police. So they followed and killed him. There's a smart man behind it all, whoever he is.
And now here's another contestant on our new and exciting program, Scramble for Your Dough. Just to make sure
well,
he understands how we play,
yes, sir.
You have 10 seconds.
Contests are all the rage.
Oh, people make plenty
of
money.
Blackboard, and then by looking at the large facsimile of a phone dial, convert all the numbers into letters. Then you have 1 minute to make as many words as you can from the 6 letters you get.
Sounds easy.
For 1 word, you win $2, and for 2 words, $4, and so on. And for a grand prize at the end of the program, the one making the most words from his number will receive $100. All right, now, when I...
Shut it off, Kim.
Oh, yes, sir.
Select your number.
You not want to hear news, Mr. Britt?
Cato, that program gave me an idea. And coupled with something else that came into my mind, it may lead to the solution of the hijacking case and to Renton's murderer.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
Then after hearing a quiz type of radio program, Ritz said that it gave him an idea for solving a Renton case, Cato was puzzled. He thought a moment and then asked,
How did a program give you such an idea, Mr. Britt?
It set me thinking, Cato. The idea of that program was to convert the phone numbers into letters and then to make words.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Now, the same thing would act in reverse, converting six letters into a phone number.
I don't understand why
you... The whole police force are hunting a man named Conrad because that name was found by an impression on Renton's scratch pad. Remember?
Yes, sir.
It could have been the code for a phone number, and Renton found out. Let's look at the telephone dial.
Well, here, phone.
Let's see now. The CO would, of course, be the exchange. Then we have N or 6, R or 7, A or 2, and D or 3. Get it?
Yes, sir. That'd be CO6723.
Exactly. Get the phone book.
Oh, yes, sir. Here, phone book.
Let's see, there's a list of exchanges in the front. Here they are.
What'd you find?
There's only one exchange with the CO letters, the Cornell exchange. That number could be Cornell's 6723.
Why you not tell police about idea, Mr. Britt?
I'll check on it first. Anyway, as the Green Hornet, I like to close in on the killers and show them and others that nobody will get away with posing as the Hornet.
You say a while ago something else came into your mind. You not say what it was.
I may be quite wrong, Cato. So I won't commit myself until I've proved my point. And right now, tonight, is the time to try to prove it.
We go out in Black Beauty, perhaps?
Yes. Come on.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of the closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Not say where we're going, Mr. Britt.
Before I know just where we are to go, Cato, I want to stop in the vicinity of a drugstore. Then I'm going to make a few phone calls.
Yes, sir. What other calls you make besides one to number we find?
The other calls will depend upon the outcome of my call to that number. We'll find a drugstore as quickly as you can.
Yes, sir. I step on it.
CO6723. I'll try it and see what I get. Here goes.
Hello.
I got a message from the boss.
Well, hold on a minute. Hey, Bull, come here.
Yeah? Who is it, Squint?
I don't know. Some guy says he has a message from the boss. Seems sort of funny to me.
Well, if he's got this number, he must be calling for the boss. Let me have it. Hello? Who are you? What do you want?
You can call me Green. I got a message, like I told that other guy. The boss wanted me to call.
Yeah? And why didn't he call himself?
The cops are working too close to him. Now, listen. He wants you to lay low with those hot cars.
Yeah?
Be sure not to try to call him. That Renton deal brought out the whole force at cops headquarters.
I told him it was risky. Okay, Green, we'll be careful. Thanks for the tip-off.
Right. So long.
Bye.
Was it on a level, Bull?
It seemed like it. He didn't ask no questions or nothing. But just to make sure, I'm going to skim over to the boss's house and check. Keep the boys busy on them cars till I get back.
Oh.
Inspector Evans speaking.
Hello, Inspector. This is Britt Reed.
Oh, yes, Mr. Reed. What can I do for you?
Axford told me about that name, Conrad, you found on the path.
Oh, yes. We haven't turned up anything yet.
Listen, Inspector, I was listening to a quiz program on the radio a while ago, and it gave me an idea. I thought I'd pass it on to you for what it may be worth.
Of course. Glad to hear about it.
It gave me the idea that the word Conrad might be a code for a telephone number. You know, the CO, then the four numbers that correspond to the phone dial. The result I found to be CO6723. You can get the location of that phone from the phone company and check on what you might find there.
Yes, we'll do that, Mr. Reed. That's one idea that hadn't occurred to us. I'll have the location of that phone checked right away.
Good. I felt I ought to call you about it. It sort of bothered me. It may result in a wild goose chase, but I thought it worth a try.
Glad you did call. We'll check. Let's hope we run out of something. Thanks a lot, Mr. Reed. Goodbye.
Goodbye. He'll be interested enough when his men find out what is there. Now for one more call. Mr. Danford?
Yes, who's calling?
This is Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel.
Oh, yes, Mr. Reed. What can I do for you?
I wondered if your company had a recent photograph of Mr. Renton. Something we could use in our paper.
No, I'm sorry. The only picture I know of was the one on his desk. The police took that.
I see. I was thinking of sending you over one of our reporters to interview you, perhaps tomorrow. How late are your offices open?
The office force is here until 5. That is, I suppose.
Yes, of course. By the way, perhaps you'd like to know the police think they've found out where the Hornet and his gang are hiding with the stolen cars. I expect to hear that they've closed in on them any time now.
Well, that is news. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome, I'm sure. My reporter will be in to see you tomorrow, if you're willing.
Yes. Yes, of course. Goodbye, Mr. Reed.
Goodbye. Well, he sure was in a hurry to cut me off. Now for the wind-up.
Oh, what are you doing here? Come in.
I come to check about that guy you had call us, boss.
I didn't have anyone call you.
What were you packing your suitcase for? Taking a run-out powder on us?
No. No, of course not. I have a little trip to make, a business trip for just a day or two. But tell me, what was it you said about someone calling the old garage?
A guy named Green. Said you told him to call and tell us to lay low. You just said you didn't have anyone calling. Did I hear you wrong?
I did not have anyone call. Well, you suppose...
Yeah, I was just thinking... Somebody's wise to the phone number.
That settles it. I've got to get away, and fast.
So you were skimming out, huh?
I was coming by the garage for you, Bull. Believe
yeah?
me. We can leave together now. I'd better finish packing, then we'll... Bull. Don't come any further into the room.
Oh, what's cooking? What are you staring at?
That open window in the back bedroom. I noticed it as I walked over to my suitcase. A figure came through it. But he hasn't seen you. Edge over and stand behind the bedroom door. Have your gun handy.
Right. You go on backing.
There. That's ready.
Going someplace, Danford?
What? Green Hornet.
Right. You and your gang can't use my disguise and get away with it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stop edging toward the door. Stand where you are.
And you stand where you are, Hornet.
What? So you were ready for me, eh? The presence of this mug definitely ties you in with Retton's murder, Danford.
Listen to him, shooting off his mouth about riddles.
I happen to know the cops are on their way to your hideout right now.
Strange. Newspaper publisher by the name of Britt Reed told me the same thing over the phone a while ago.
What are you talking about?
That sets me thinking, Hornet. And putting two and two together...
So you got a tip off from a newspaper guy, huh, Danford? And you were figuring on leaving us to take the rap.
Why, you dirty double cross.
No, wait, Bull. Let me tell you what I've discovered. The Green Hornet is...
That's what dirty double-crossers get, Danford. And now you'll get it, Hornet.
Do not shoot, Hornet.
Oh, my shoulder.
This gas will ease your pain.
Danford dead, Mr. Britt. Crook not wait to hear what Danford had to say.
Lucky for me that he didn't. Danford was just about to expose me. He was smart enough to connect me with Britt Reed. Should have been more careful. Let's get away from here before the police come.
You have very narrow escape, Mr. Britt.
Something coming over the shortwave radio. Listen.
Calling all cars in vicinity of city apartments. All cars in vicinity of city apartments. Proceed there at once. Cover all exits. Pick up Charles Danford and companion. This is all.
Well, it's good you go there first, Mr. Britt. Otherwise, Danford not be there when police arrive.
Yes. Evidently, they found the hideout and caught the others as squeal on Danford.
How you come to suspect Danford?
A slight matter of time, Kato. He said Renton left about 5 minutes before five. Axford said it was after 5 o'clock when Renton phoned from his office.
Oh, I see.
Danford didn't want the police to know the office force had already left and that he was alone with Renton, showing that he was the only one who could have overheard his call to Inspector Evans. Well, all's well that ends well. Even if I did almost stick my neck in a noose by underrating Danford's smartness. Well, take me home, Kato. Britt Reed has to sleep off a case of nerves over the narrow escape of the Green Hornet.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious.